Parshios, Baloscha, and Shlach. In Eretz Yisrael, we're reading Shlach, and Chutz La'aretz, we're reading Baloscha. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amabez, teaches us a very beautiful lesson and very appropriate for the end of the school year. The Gemara there is discussing the Malachos on Shabbos. We know that there are 39 Malachos on Shabbos. This is the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amabez. The Gemara there tells us Rabbi Yossi holds. Now, there are two of the 39 malachos, building and unbuilding, bone and soser. And Rabbi Yossi holds, if you're soser, now all the malachos basically have to be constructive, not destructive, but constructive. And they have to be done the right way in order to properly violate the full av malacha. So Rabbi Yossi holds, soser amanas livnos bimkomo havi soser. If you destroy on condition that you're going to rebuild it in the same place, so then you're in violation of the Torah prohibition, the Av Malacha of destroying, unbuilding. Unbuilding in order to build. But if your intention is to unbuild it here and rebuild it somewhere else, then that's not called destroying in order to build, and that would not be the proper violation of the malacha of soser, of destroying. A rabbi asks an incredible question. How could that be? All the 39 malachos are learned from the Mishkan, from the building of the Mishkan. When they took apart the Mishkan, they did it on condition to rebuild it somewhere else. So how can you say if you take apart a building in order to rebuild it somewhere else, it's not a proper full-fledged av malacha? That was the exact way it was done in the Midbar. They took away apart the Mishkan, traveled to a different place, and reassembled it somewhere else. And the Gemara gives a fantastic answer. Shiny Hussam, it's different with the Mishkan. Kevan dichsiv, the Pasuk and Parshas Baloscha, al-Pi Hashem yachanu. They always went al-Pi Hashem, by the word of Hashem. They encamped, by the word of Hashem they traveled. And therefore, Kisosu al-Manas, Livnos bim komo. Even though they took it apart over here in order to build it somewhere else, but here, they were here because here's where Hashem wanted them to be. Hashem now tells them to go somewhere else. They're rebuilding it somewhere else, but it's not somewhere else because it's always in front of Hashem. It's always where Hashem wants you to be, and therefore it's as if it's in the same place. We're taking it apart over here in order to build it somewhere else. Here we're in front of Hashem. There we're in front of Hashem. So it's the same place. It's always in front of Hashem. And I thought perhaps an extension of this, and as we prepare to move on into the summer, we always have to make sure that our plans are in sync with Ratzon Hashem. What we do for the summer, what we're doing next year, each station and each stage of life, we have to prepare ourselves and make sure that we're going to a place that Kadosh Baruch Hu will approve of, and it will be Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisau. That, I believe, is a drasha I heard Shalashudas from the Rosh Yeshiva of Yaakov Friedman Shlita when he first moved to Beitar from Har Nof very many years ago. Now, we have a similar idea, perhaps, in Parshas Shlach. We know the Jews are supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim come back with a bad report. The Jews cry. Tisha B'Av, they're punished. They're going to die in the Midbar. Then, short while later, come a bunch of Jews, and then Hashem says, okay, 40 years in the desert, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Come along a bunch of Jews, and they say, okay, we realize we made a mistake, we did something terribly wrong, we disobeyed Hashem, now we're ready to go up to Eretz Yisrael, we're going. And Moshe says, no, now you're not going. Now Hashem told you not to go. And they said, no, now we're going to, quote-unquote, we're going to be misake in the chet, we're going to rectify what we did wrong, and now we're going to go. And they went, and they were all wiped out by the sword. That's the end of Perek Yud Dalet. Because it seems that there's nothing, this might be controversial, but I don't mean to be controversial. I don't know if there's anything inherent about Eretz Yisrael. What's special about Eretz Yisrael is this is Hashem's chosen place. Hashem chose Eretz Yisrael. So it has its Kedusha and it has its Chashivas and importance. And this is where Hashem wants us. But once Hashem tells you not to go there, so you didn't rectify the chet, you just did the same chet again. First Hashem told you to go to Eretz Yisrael, you said you don't want to go. Chet number one. Now Hashem said you're not going to Eretz Yisrael, we do want to go. It's not a din in Eretz Yisrael. It's a din in Ratzon Hashem. If Ratzon Hashem is to go to Eretz Yisrael, you should go to Eretz Yisrael. If Ratzon Hashem is not to go to Eretz Yisrael, to stay in Chutz Laretz, to stay in the Midbar, then Ratzon Hashem is to stay in the Midbar. You always have to do Ratzon Hashem. There's nothing above Ratzon Hashem. There's nothing overarching. Everything is Ratzon Hashem. Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisrael. Every stage of life, every station of life has to be according to the will of Hashem. Have a great Shabbos.